Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Like if I could go back in time, like if I could go back in time tonight and go back to like the 20s, knowing everything I know right now, I don't think I would make a difference. I don't think you guys would even hear about it. I don't think you would. I just don't, like, because I don't have anything to get, you know. Like, I would go back, and I would see, like, some guy on an old phone, and I'd be like, hey, eventually they have phones you, like, carry in your pocket. And they're like, yes, like, how do they do it? I'm like, I mean, I don't know how they do it. I think it's a satellite. They're like, what's a satellite? Oh, I should have even said that.
November 14th, 2025, a Friday that it feels like we didn't earn and we earned too much. We are the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, you are you. What was that noise? Was it Kevin sneeze?
Yes. No.
Yes, it was.
It was an unprofessional radio hoe.
Oh. Well, we can't have unprofessional radio hoes on this show.
Yes.
We are nothing but the best. Yesterday, we had a staff meeting, and they were running over the fact that somebody here celebrated 20 years with this company, and it was a great thing. It was a good, real big deal because we know this person. We love this person. And then afterwards, there was kind of like a little bit of a get together of the only people that like are still here that are coming up on it. Like, for instance, there was another guy, Andy Hawk, who works at Alt 94.7. He was like, oh, my 20 years is going to be tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, mine and Katie's the year after that. And then Kevin comes up and he just goes, I've already been here for 12 years. And it was like, what happened? Right. Like, yeah. We like looked around and we were like, how is this possible?
I'll be honest. How is it possible?
It's crazy, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so
what
a blessing.
Blessed.
No, I know. What a blessing.
We are so lucky to have been able to do this job
yeah.
here
right.
in this city.
In one location.
Which is so long.
Unheard of in radio. Unheard of.
We are the luckiest dumbasses I've ever met.
And it's not from lack of trying. They've tried. But we are cockroaches. Like, there are so many times where, like, they've stepped on us and they even heard the crunch. Then they move the foot and Katie and I go scurrying.
Lights come on and we go, yeah. Ha! Nice try.
Now I'm professional radio host here.
Anyway. I want to get written up. And the reason for that is because they go, we understand you've been a radio ho.
Mm-hmm. And then you go, it's pronounced host.
Right.
They said, no.
We heard.
Oh, I thought there was more coming. Okay, sorry. Thought it was safe to take a sip. But anyway, though, yeah, we made it to Friday. That's great. Weekend is upon us. And I found this thing, and I want to run it over with you guys. Because, you know, think about this question. What's the best time to have Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, this is a good question.
It is a good question. Experts say, well, I'll ask you guys before I say
okay,
it.
I say 4 o'clock.
4
p.m.
Yeah.
That's like, not
and
dinner.
That's eating. That's not people showing up.
No.
That's eating. No.
Showing up at 2.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Which gives the late ones time to roll in.
Yeah.
You get to chitty chat with your cousins that you haven't seen in a while.
Yep.
And then dinner at 4.
Kevin?
Dinner at 6. Arrive by 4. 5 at the latest.
Okay, so here we go. Experts say earlier in the day is better. Point Katie. To give yourself more time to digest before bed. So they're coming at this from a health perspective. But what you eat and how much of it you eat is just as important as when you eat it.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to go in? Let's go into some of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
For one, it's easier to adjust throughout the rest of the day if you overeat at an earlier meal, which is what Thanksgiving is, like, unofficially for.
Sure.
This was all done through Columbia University. So this is like some Ivy League stuff coming at you. Okay.
Imagine sending your kid to Columbia University and then at Thanksgiving, they're like, well, son, we're very proud of you. What are you been working on? I don't know. Time for turkey.
When for turkey time. Plus having a larger meal closer to bedtime can potentially cause reflux issues when you try to go to sleep. So as a general rule, try to give yourself at least 3 hours between finishing your meal and going to bed. That's generally, but then they also say moderation is the key. I used to, and they actually have a time. So, okay, if you have a giant Thanksgiving meal with 3 servings of everything, well, that's a lot.
Wait, so you went back for triples?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, going back for double. Well, I mean, ever since I've been on Set Point with the GLP-1s, Thanksgiving has been like a test of endurance. Like, because yes. I'll make a plate and then it's Thanksgiving. So I'm just like, well, yeah, a little of this and a little of this. And before I know it, I have a small cliff of food in front of me and I don't even finish one.
Yeah.
You know, so triples. Okay. So it says here, though, but with 3 servings of everything, 2 p.m. is when they say you should probably start eating your Thanksgiving dinner. 2 p.m.
Yeah.
You're probably going to feel way more uncomfortable than eating just one serving. And if you have just one serving, you could get away with eating at 6. But that's assuming, though, that you don't go to bed till 9. You know,
if I have
Thanksgiving dinner, man, I going to bed is like, it's like a pot of gold. Like, all I want to do is go to sleep on Thanksgiving night.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I wonder where this lands for Christmas dinner.
For us, Christmas dinner is the same thing.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
Which makes it so much worse that we have to host Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve now. Because, like, everybody leaves on Thanksgiving and it's like, okay, we'll see you guys in about 3.5 weeks and we'll do this exact same thing again, just with a tree in the house.
See, the problem with Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
We get to my mom's around 12. And then dinner isn't until, like, 5. Mm-hmm. And they do like Christmas with me and my brother and all the grandkids and our partners. But then that gets you till about 2:30.
That's a long time.
And then what?
See,
I would love to have an earlier Christmas dinner so we could kind of like bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
But then that would require my mom to be up and cooking instead of enjoying all the like gift opening festivities.
Well, in the past, the way that Katie and I had childhoods, and I say that making it sound like we are brother and sister that had the same childhood.
We kind of did.
But the cosmos wanted us to have identical childhood.
That would be our entertainment time.
Exactly. That was the time where, you're right, our moms would be like, okay, so I still have a lot to do. Nobody in the kitchen. And we've got about 4.5 hours before we eat. So, Gavin, Katie's mom, Katie, I need you to get in there.
Get in there and do your monologue.
You just learned that brand new song.
Okay.
I want you to do it and do it a couple times.
Okay, get in there. Do the monologue from the Mary Steenburgen's a holiday classic, A House Without a Christmas Tree. Okay? You know your grandpa loves it.
Tell that story about when your flight got canceled. It's so funny.
As an adult, that has backed off for me. Probably because I had my first kid so young that, like...
You're on kid duty now.
Now I'm on kid duty.
Right. But you know what's great about that? So I've said this on the show before. I make every meal. I make out of 365 days, if we're eating dinner, it's all but two. And it's Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'm off the hook.
If you're eating dinner at home.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I won't even help for Thanksgiving. Well, that's not true. I made the turkey last year. But anyway, though. But regardless, though... What's great about being on kid duty is that those kids eventually grow up and they don't want you anymore. Mm. So now, guess what my job is? Get drunk with Uncle Ben. And we sit outside in the chilly air and we drink bottles of wine.
You guys get so goofy on holidays.
And my brother's husband shows up and just quietly judges the two of us as we then start just making fun of him.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm all about showing up early. If you're just joining us, what's the perfect time for turkey dinner on Thanksgiving? 2 p.m.
Maybe I should encourage my mom to like, hey, Mary, I know that it's a big undertaking. Mm. Could you move it along? What a beezy. She finally started doing the thing where she's like, who can bring what?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Which, because we're all grown-ups now. My cousins are all grown-ups. We're all, you know.
Yeah.
So, it does not seem to make it happen earlier, though.
Maybe she's just used to it now. Or maybe she read this Columbia study and it's all about digestion time.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Jelly Roll's not okay.
I am not okay.
No, he's not.
I'm barely.
Especially after he played some shows in Australia. Well, he was in Australia. He was mistreated, he says, at the Louis Vuitton store, and he was so mad about how he was treated that he took to social media and he posted this video.
Hey, man, the Louis Vuitton in Sydney legitimately just treated us like we were finna come in there and rob that place. I have never been looked at more like a criminal. Listen, the last time I was looked at like a criminal this bad, I was an actual criminal this bad.
I mean, that is funny. That's a funny take on it. But like, if you're going to talk about like profiling people, now obviously, people shouldn't be profiled based on their gender or their ethnicity. But on choices that you make with your body, I'm not exactly opposed to profiling people like that. I'm not. How do you guys feel about the Louis Vuitton store treating Jelly Roll like a criminal?
Okay, so I'm actually sort of... It is funny that, like, he was a criminal. Like, he is a felon.
He's a felon. He only recently was allowed to leave the country.
there is something about people that look like him now, though, that, like, have facial tattoos... That it's almost like makes me think they do have money now.
I don't.
Okay, but hear me out, and here's why. It seems like the only people that can get through life with a bunch of facial tattoos and like have money are celebrities. So if I see somebody with a whole bunch of facial tattoos, my first instinct is, are they a celebrity?
You should see. Tell that to the guy that I saw just a couple days ago on 65 picking up cans. I didn't think he was a celebrity, and he had a bunch of facial tattoos.
Like, how did you see his facial tattoos?
I was sitting in traffic on 65.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I think that if you have facial tattoos, and this is coming from somebody who has tattoos, but if you put them on your face, it says to the world, I make bad decisions.
Or it doesn't matter what, like, it doesn't matter what the world thinks because I have so much money. I have so much money that I can put tattoos on my face and be fine. That's almost what it's turning into to me.
Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I'm not one to judge, but if Jelly Roll walked in, I would be a little scared.
If you didn't know who he was, right.
Yeah.
If you have no idea who Jelly Roll is, you think he's a criminal. Like, you think, here comes a guy who looks shifty at least. He
you
looks
don't
like
feel
somebody.
Like, there are people that wander into Louis Vuitton stores that, like, have grills and all these different things and absolutely can throw down thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and walk away.
It's certainly not the norm. It's certainly not the clientele that they're used to dealing with day in, day out.
Also, I doubt he walked in by himself.
No, I'm sure he had an entourage.
That doesn't tell you he's a celebrity also.
Right.
Okay, but what if that entourage just decides to pull out hammers and start snatching and grabbing? That happens too.
Okay, but when they don't do that...
Well, at what point are they... I mean, there's lots of snatch and grab videos out there where, like, they walk in like they're customers and then start snatching and grabbing.
You know you sound so bad right now, right?
Do I?
Yes!
In what way?
There was a time when somebody that looked like you, if you had tattoos and were wearing your high-top Doc Martens, people would have thought that you were a criminal. Just strictly because you had those shoes and tattoos.
Right.
And people would have thought you were a Nazi. Strictly based on the way you looked.
A Nazi?
Well, with the black jeans, black shirt, like high top black Doc Martens.
Oh.
There is absolutely a time when, and if people were saying that about you, you'd be like, this is horrible, you guys.
Well, but at the same time, though, I guess there would also be part of me that would be like, I mean, they're not used to seeing people like me. Like, they're just not used to seeing me. Like, text messages coming into 916-909-1065. You're right, Katie. People with facial tattoos seem to have money because why else would they not care about how they
that's
look?
That's exactly,
I mean, I guess
yes.
That's true. Here's another one. I'm with Gavin. Another text message. Louis Vuitton thought they were going to be the next heist victim. Somebody says, as a retail person, I only feel relief after the group of guys all together actually leave without hammering the jewelry cases. That's a good point, and that's from a retail worker.
Is that more about like, the fact that
they're
men?
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe.
That is a group that I will absolutely stereotype.
But anyway, keep the text messages coming in, though, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Penelope today. I love that name. Good morning, Penelope.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You sound oddly cheery for somebody that's about to put their boyfriend to a relationship test because you think that he's cheating. First of all, what's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Nate.
And why do you think that Nate is cheating?
Well, there's been something going on lately. I have not been able to put my finger on it. We live together. I have my son half of the time. He's been acting really strange lately, a little distant. I ended up going through his car, rifling through stuff.
Oh, my God. And
well, listen, well, you got to get down to something.
Yeah, I had a gut feeling, and I was right to do so because I found brochures in his car, like other apartment complexes. We live in a two-bedroom right now because of my son, but he's looking at one-bedroom apartments.
Okay.
And it's weird because, you know, like I said, we would need a two-bedroom.
Right. Okay.
There's
so,
no reason
right.
for one bedroom. And we're not talking about moving. And I don't think he can afford a one-bedroom apartment on his own. In fact, I know he can't.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, that's at the very least troubling. So we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything. But we won't be able to hear you. Katie's going to offer Nate some flowers, some roses, see who he sends them to, and also what he writes on the card. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Nate? Please.
This is he.
Hi, Nate. This is Michelle with and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything like that. It's just a promotion that we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
No, I'm in a pass. There's not really anybody that I would even need to do that for. Thanks anyway.
Nate, are you still there?
Yeah.
That wasn't a real offer for roses. My name's Gavin. That's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call in Sacramento on 106.5 The End. You're on something called War of the Roses, and it's a relationship test. And listening in this whole time is Penelope, your girlfriend. Penelope, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to explain to Nate why we did this?
Yeah. Could somebody explain what this is?
Yeah. If you can explain to me why being offered a dozen free roses to send to somebody you wouldn't think to send them to me, your girlfriend.
First of all, I don't know. I thought I was captured. That was just a stupid scam anyway. What is going on?
Okay, well, what's really going on here, Nate, is I found your brochures.
My brochures? What the hell are you talking about?
All the brochures in your car for the apartment building? I really need to know what's going on. Why are you looking for a one-bedroom apartment? You know we need a two-bedroom. Are you planning on going somewhere without me?
All right, first of all, what? What is happening right now?
Why do you have a bunch of brochures for one-bedroom apartments, Nate?
No, not you've been evading me for a while. You're allowed to look at information, but couple that with how you and I have been acting lately, how you specifically have been very distant and seeming very suspicious to me, and it's clear something's going on. Explain it.
Okay, babe, I don't think this is the best place to talk about any of this, but I can just say,
I'm just saying, are you trying to leave me and not even have a conversation?
I'm not trying to have this conversation right here, right now, on the freaking radio.
Do you want to leave the relationship?
This is so out of control. This is nobody's business. This is so personal, and
I know. Trust me, I know, and I understand why you would say that. But Penelope wants to know, and she chose to have this conversation in this venue.
Well, yeah, I guess the levee is broken. Yeah, have y'all met Penelope in the last, however, I guess you've you called them, right? So I guess they, do you not see that she's a bit intense?
Well, okay. I feel like he's just not.
I'm sorry. Would you? I know this is your job.
Do you
like,
guys
you
see what I'm saying? That something seems something seems fishy. I don't know what it is. He won't talk to me. So
it does seem like
hold on. One at a time.
Something is going on with you too. You are in. You're in every breath I take. Literally, you gotta calm down. What are you doing right now? This is.
Are you saying that it's not that you want to end your relationship with Penelope? It's just that you need space?
Look, I was just considering my options.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we've gone as far as we can on War of the Roses. Penelope, I don't think that he has somebody else, but...
No, but I do think he's absolutely
I'm not cheating on you. Is that what this is about?
That is what it's about initially, but now it's about bigger stuff than that. So anyway, you guys have a lot to work on. That's all we have time for. It's War of the Roses.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She's all charged up from the rain, and it is a Friday. Watch out on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Kapow! All right. And caller 17 today. We've got a team. All right, Katie. You're stacked up against them. Sabrina and Caden from Roseville. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited.
Of course. Is Caden there?
Caden.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
All right, Caden, what are you in fifth grade?
Yeah.
All right, I love it. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you guys get versus how many she gets. And the jackpot, what's the jackpot? The jackpot is $80 today. All right, here we go. Question one. California passed Prop 50 to redistrict, giving Democrats a 5-seat increase. With 65% of us voting for it. And now the Department of Justice is suing us to prevent it from happening. Interestingly, though, they are not suing any of the other states that did it without a vote that gives Republicans more seats. More seats in what governing body?
Oh gosh.
Three seconds. Three, two.
House of Representatives.
One, okay. Question two. Billie Eilish popped off on billionaires last week to their faces in some cases. And now she's doing it again. She was quoted saying that Elon Musk, who is now a trillionaire, could change the world with his money, facts. But instead, he is a, quote, effing pathetic wussy, not wussy, word that rhymes with it, bitch coward. Ooh, go here off, Billy. What is the name of Elon Musk's aerospace company?
Caden.
Wow, we're leaning on Caden a lot here.
Caden's a smart boy.
3 seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on. Question three. Ariana Grande was attacked by a fan in Singapore while walking the red carpet for Wicked 2. The fan forcibly hugged her, and her co-star Cynthia Erivo jumped in and shielded her. It's actually pretty mama bearish of her. If you want to see it, text in the word shield, SHIELD, to 916-909-1065. What is the title of the Wicked sequel?
Oh, my gosh.
3 seconds.
Caden.
Three.
Yes.
Two.
Wicked.
All right, moving on. Question
Caden,
four.
Come on.
Ray J, the guy that Kim Kardashian made a sex tape with many, many years ago that put Kim on the map, he is now suing. And he just said in the lawsuit that the idea to leak the sex tape was Kim's to achieve fame, and her mother was in charge of the strategy. I think we all kind of suspected that, but yikes. Spell the word strategy. Hello?
S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y.
All righty. And question four, religion is less important in America than ever before in our history. A recent poll shows that only 40% of Americans say that religion is important to them and their households now. Wow. If there are 340 million Americans, how many still find religion important to their lives?
What was the percent?
40.
40%?
136 million. All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Okay. And Caden, what is the name of your school?
Diamond Creek Elementary.
What is it?
Diamond Creek Elementary.
Seven Creek
Diamond
Elementary.
Diamond Creek.
Diamond Creek Elementary.
Yes.
Home of the Fighting Carrots.
Home of the Fighting Carrots.
Oh, that was cute.
Spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Yep, K for Caden.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. All right, Sabrina, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. Five questions. Question one, California, we passed Prop 50 with 65% of California voting for it to give Democrats a 5-seat increase. But the Justice Department is now suing us, saying that what we did was illegal. Interestingly, though, they are not suing any of the other states that did this without a vote that gives Republicans more seats.
Okay.
More seats in what governing body?
The House.
The House is absolutely right. House of Representatives. Question two, Billie Eilish. Remember when she went off on billionaires to their faces like Mark Zuckerberg? You remember that?
No.
Okay, it was awesome. And now she's doing it again, and now she's doing it to Elon Musk, who is now a trillionaire. She said in an interview, Elon Musk could change the world with his money, but instead he is a, quote, effing pathetic wussy, didn't say wussy, bitch coward. Yes, Billy. Yes, wow. Yes. Think about that. Think about how little charity Elon Musk does. There's no Elon Musk library. Like, yeah. There's no Elon Musk foundation. Like, it's crazy. What is the name of Elon Musk's aerospace company?
SpaceX.
SpaceX. Question three. Ariana Grande was attacked by a fan in Singapore while on the red carpet for Wicked 2. Did you see this video?
No.
You want to see this video. Text in SHIELD to 909-1065, because as the fan aggressively broke through security and hugged Ariana Grande, who's a little teeny tiny thing. Don't do that to her. Cynthia Erivo, her co-star, jumps in and protects her.
That tracks.
Like almost like a security guard, like blocked him. It's awesome. Anyway, what is the title of the Wicked sequel?
Wicked for Good.
Yeah. I've been changed for good. Question four. Ray J, we all know him. He is actually now suing Kim Kardashian over that sex tape that put Kim on the map many years ago. And in the lawsuit, he states that the idea to leak their sex tape was Kim's idea in order to achieve fame. And he confirms that it was her mother who was in charge of the leaking strategy.
Now, why would they think that that would make them famous, though? That's the part I don't understand.
They were right.
Well, I know they were right, but, like, why?
I think at the time, sex tapes were still very, like, remember, like, Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
And there were other celebrity sex tapes. And it made you a name.
Okay.
You know? Spell the word strategy.
Oh, God. Okay. S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y?
Wow.
Wow. I thought you'd be a stronger speller.
Imagine your mom even knowing you have a sex tape, let alone strategically leaking it for the world to see.
Listen, you're only saying what we've all been saying for 20 years. We get it. It's very weird, and it worked. I don't know.
But she's a star. I don't get it. I don't know why the public's not, ew, not totally icked out by that. Anyway, all right. Question five. Religion is less important in America than ever before. Thanks, Kris Jenner. A recent poll shows that only 40% of Americans now say that religion is important to them. That's crazy. If there are 340 million Americans, how many find religion important?
Oh, boy.
She's scratching her thinking spot.
Yeah. 600 million.
It would be less. And the answer is 136 million. 136
Sorry.
Million.
I meant to say 600,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, still
wrong. Not to go the other direction.
Sabrina and Caden, are you there?
Yes.
All right, $80 was on the line, and you guys got three, but Katie got four.
Ooh.
Katie wins again.
Sorry, Caden.
That's all right. It's all right.
Good game, Katie.
It's okay. What is it that you guys want to tell us?
We are not smarter than Katie.
That was beautiful.
Kaden, have a great day at school. Sabrina, have a great day at work if you work.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to a guy named Kent this morning. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Kent.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning. So, your dirty little secret is actually good news. Do I have that right?
That's right. Very good news for me.
Okay, so what happened? And let's take this piece by piece.
Yeah, so my dirty little secret is I actually won a lot of money betting on the World Series and letting the Dodgers win.
Okay. Like, when you say a lot of money, like five digits, six digits?
It's about five digits. It's not crazy. It's not life changing like I can retire or anything. But it's enough money that I can actually do the plans that I've been planning for the last year. So that's been great.
That's great. Okay, so why is this a secret?
Ooh, okay, so it's a secret because I'm going to use this money to leave my wife. I was really hoping I was going to win this money, and I knew that as soon as I did, I was going to finally end it and leave her because it's been a long time coming, and thankfully the Dodgers covered. So yeah, I'm finally going to leave my wife.
Wow. Okay. I don't even know how gambling, I've never sports gambled before, but like, does it go to like a bank account? Like, how does your wife not see this?
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. I have a separate bank account that I specifically use just for gambling. That she has no idea about. It's with a completely separate bank. I get all of my online like nothing comes in the mail or anything like that on it. So yeah, it's completely secret from her. So I won a bunch of money. She has no idea about it, and I'm finally going to put everything together and leave her.
Okay, so you aren't going to, like, let's say she finds out that you had this money. Is she entitled to like half of it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Only if we're going to get divorced. I'm not really planning on getting divorced. I'm just going to leave.
Okay, well, like, what if she decides after you leave her that she would like a divorce?
To be honest with
you. And like leave and like go get an apartment? Or are you leaving town? Like, what is the plan?
I'm leaving the town. I'm actually going to go on vacation for a little while. And then when I get back to the States, I'm going to be able to have everything set up in my new apartment and a completely new town. Like, I'm leaving completely. I'm done. She is okay. The worst. It's a horrible marriage and I'm done. I cannot wait to get out.
Wow.
Wow. So you're leaving the country.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Temporarily at least.
Mm-hmm, temporarily, just for a little while, just so that everything can kind of get set up. Plans are in motion right now. I've been able to pay off some of the things that I need to pay off with this winning, and I'm finally able to get free.
What is the problem with your marriage? Why do you want to leave your wife so badly? And does she want to leave as well?
Look, the marriage has been over for a very long time. It was one of those situations where we wanted to get divorced, but we don't really have a lot of money. We sleep in separate beds now.
Okay, so like, why wouldn't you just like go to her and say, I now have the opportunity, or we have the opportunity to finally do this, and maybe do it in a less like traumatizing way?
So if I do that, just knowing her and just how awful she is, she's going to sit there and want like probably even more than half. She'll actually probably want like 75% of it, and I'm not willing to give her any more of my money. I've paid for the last like 10 years of her life, and as far as I'm concerned, she's not getting another dime from me.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. There's a lot to unpack here.
My only criticism is that the way that you're doing it, it feels like she's going to think you're dead or something.
Well, you're going to, I didn't think he was just going to disappear. Or you're going to tell her, right?
I'll figure it out when I'm on vacation. I don't know. We'll see after 3 or 4 days of drinking Mai Tais on a beach somewhere. But as far as I'm concerned, I probably won't ever talk to her again. Maybe I'll get a lawyer to send her a letter or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I really don't care. I literally don't care about her. She is the worst.
Oh, my God. Wow. And I mean, as long as she feels the same way about you, I guess good for you. I don't know.
I really don't care how she feels now. I got money. I'm leaving. My new life starts tomorrow, and I cannot wait.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Well, everybody's got to have a dream. It's the Dirty Little Secret. Good luck to you. It's 106.5 The End. Hey, I want to real fast tell everybody that on Thanksgiving morning, where can you find the Wake Up Call? Kevin, Katie, where?
What was the question?
Run to Feed the Hungry.
That's right, Kevin. Thank you. We will be at the Run to Feed the Hungry in almost all capacity. Kevin's going to be running the 10K.
Uh-huh.
So if you see him out there, pace yourself with him. He's like lightning.
And according to him, we've never actually seen him run past us.
You literally saw him last year.
We were at the finish line, Gavin.
I know. Well, he didn't run past us, but we saw him at the end. He was sweaty.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Katie and I, once again, are going to be at the finish line for the Run to Feed the Hungry, which is the largest charity fun run on Thanksgiving in America. So take part in it. And if you do, make sure you say hello to us. We will be at, wait for it, the end.
Oh, that's clever.
Thank you. I didn't come up with it, but thank you very much. Now it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of the movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or guess what? Any of the characters of the movie.
That's right. Sing along. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5. The end. Wow.
Woo!
I need people to know we got the goofies today. Okay?
You know why? Because it's Friday after only 3 days.
And, I mean, it's kind of chilly outside. Yeah. And it's kind of warm in here.
I can't tell if the heat's on or the air conditioning. It's this room feels like it is the flu.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start off with Matt from Sacramento. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Katie is your contestant today.
Lucky Matt.
All right, so you guys are going to link up mentally. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
45 seconds starts now.
Okay, if somebody says something really great, everybody says blank the mic.
Drop the mic.
Yes, okay. They wear tutus and they dance around.
Ballerina.
Yep, okay. Okay. Not a saint, but a...
angel?
No, an opposite of a saint.
Devil?
Yeah.
No, okay. Ooh, okay. If something is spooky, say, oh, it's too...
wicked.
No,
Scary.
Yes, okay. And then this is the No Name Blank Game.
Movie.
Put them together.
Oh, God. Wow. Scary Movie is the last one after the
Sinners.
Buzzer.
Sinners.
Sinners.
That's the opposite of a
saint.
Oh,
I would say that's a good clue.
It's a brilliant clue.
You guys only got two. I wouldn't have gotten the Sinners thing, though. All right, Matt, I'm going to put you on hold, though, because you got two. There's the bar. Let's now talk to Justin. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
All right, we have you and Kevin paired up for the No Name Movie Game.
Good choice.
Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater on the line, where you can go see Predator: Badlands right now, which is getting shockingly incredible reviews. I really want to see that. Okay, Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
45 seconds starts now.
Opposite of bad.
Good.
Okay, and then you get these at the end of your meal at a Chinese restaurant.
Good fortune.
Yes! Okay, this is the scary movie with, like, clapping. Like, if you're a wizard, you're using a spell to... What's another word for, like, summon? Or, like, you know...
Conjuring?
Yes!
Conjuring.
Okay. Wow.
Opposite of fully clothed.
Naked.
Okay, and then pew pew shooting bullets.
Naked gun.
Yes. Wow. Okay, opposite a man.
Woman.
And then you have at your house, you have a front and a back thing.
Woman window? Woman door?
Porch. Oh.
Woman on the backyard?
No, woman in the yard.
Woman in the yard. All right.
Woman in the yard.
At least we beat Katie.
Yeah, Justin, you've taken the lead. So, Matt, you can hang up if you want. The new bar is now 3. But you know what? Maybe it takes a woman. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
It's you and me. That's what they've always said about us. All right, Gavin and Sarah. 45 seconds on the clock starts now. This is not a Disney movie, but what is the most famous Disney character, blank mouse?
Mickey.
Yes, and the number after 16.
17.
Put them together.
17.
There we go. Okay, if you are not a professional, you are an...
amateur.
Yes!
Wow.
Okay, the opposite of life.
Death.
Yes, and this is a horse with a horn.
Death by unicorn.
Not by. It's a different preposition. Say
again. That's a unicorn.
No, come on.
Death as a unicorn.
What?
Death as a unicorn.
Not death as a unicorn. It's you're so. I'm so mad.
Is it death by a unicorn?
No, it's death of a unicorn.
Oh.
We said everything but death by a unicorn. Death as a unicorn.
Well, she.
I have a perfect excuse. I am 18 weeks pregnant, so I will blame it on pregnancy brain.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
I'm willing to accept it.
Congratulations.
And you know what?
Thank you.
The Esquire IMAX Theater would have been too loud for the fetus anyway, so okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, thank you for looking out for my little guy.
Absolutely.
We always do.
Have a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend.
There we go.
Okay. You're a blessing.
Mazel tov on the pregnancy. Good luck with everything. But now let's talk to Justin again. Congratulations, homie. Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater are yours. Stay on hold so we can get your information, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Kevin, congratulations to you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, so something happened behind the scenes here, and Katie has a very concerned look on her face. Is it about Kevin? Are you concerned about Kevin? What's going on?
Kevin has started posting things to Facebook again. He used to be on Facebook, but not, then, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago, he started posting things, but mostly just reposting things, and they're concerning.
Yeah.
They're heartfelt. They're also concerning. It's things like, Again, these are all reposts, okay? First of all, this is a picture of a dark, dark, empty street.
Oh, boy.
It says, I don't let people hug me or touch me easily. So if I ever hug you back, reach for you first, or become physically clingy, it means I trust you. I love you, and you make me feel safe.
Kevin, you posted this?
Yes, you
sure did. I reposted it. Okay, I don't know what's with Facebook or what, but the algorithm
Kevin,
just...
Kevin, are you in love?
No, it just shows...
You're in love!
No, it just shows me things that are relatable to life.
You're in love with somebody.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
What did you just see?
A messy bed. A messy bed. Again, it's a repost.
Shut up!
This and cuddling until we smell like each other. Kevin!
She's assuming!
Kevin, you are in a relationship!
You need to sit back down!
Shut up! Butterflies! If you spend your time chasing them, they'll fly away. If you spend your time making a garden, the butterflies will come to you.
Kevin, you're posting these!
Just so you know, you need to hop off my face if you're going to assume things.
You're posting it publicly for people to see!
I know, but people don't put two and two together.
No, they just did.
Stop it! I'm gonna need you.
He's in love!
What's the next one?
The next one! It's a Facebook app emoji.
Oh my God, it's a text app emoji.
And it's an Instagram emoji, all of which have a one symbol on them. And it says, by the way, I always think it's you.
Oh my God.
You are in love.
Embarrassed.
Katie!
No, you didn't! Stop! You're in love!
Wow!
Kevin!
What?
This is a big moment!
Is it?
Yes!
We've known you for over a decade!
Lots of women straddling men and holding each other.
Kevin!
Wow.
Wow, I'm embarrassed now.
I don't know why you'd be embarrassed. This is absolutely incredible.
I'll tell you why you should be embarrassed.
Because you held it from us.
Yes, because you didn't tell us. Kevin, how long has this been going on?
Yeah, how long?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Maybe check when the post started to post.
So don't ask him any questions.
I will shut down.
You know he'll retreat.
He'll just retreat.
Just shut up.
Katie,
yeah?
This is a question for you.
Yeah.
When did the post start?
I'll find out. I'll find out, but we won't talk to him about it.
No, we'll never talk to him about it.
Wow.
This is so exciting. Katie,
yeah.
I have a very special message for Kevin.
Okay.
And I hope he never hears
it. I'll never tell him.
Oh, my God.
I'm very happy for him.
Can I tell you something? Please don't ever tell Kevin.
Yeah. First, hold on. Whatever noise is in this room that sounds like Kevin, shut up.
Shut up. Okay. Can I tell you something? Please don't ever tell Kevin.
I won't.
I'm so happy for him.
Do you think Kevin's mom knows?
Who cares? As long as we know.
Right, okay.
As long as we know. I don't care. This is... Wow.
This makes me want to cry.
I'm crying.
Absolutely
right now.
Urinated.
Wow. Do we think that, we'll ever get to meet?
No.
All right. But I hope so. I hope we do. I'm just happy Kevin's happy.
Okay, she likes Hello Kitty.
That's not true.
Okay, you like Hello Kitty?
Did I repost something Hello Kitty? That was for myself. She does not like Hello Kitty.
Kevin, this is wonderful.
This is so great.
We're very happy.
You guys are assuming.
Yeah, no, I'm knowing.
We're assuming. Wow, this is fantastic, Kevin. Mazel tov.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Every morning on my drive to work, I stop at the same Starbucks. And there's a rotation that comes through. And no offense to the other people that I see regularly, but I have a favorite. And her name is Maya. Now, is it just because Maya is adorable and cute? No.
Oh.
It's because she's also a very warm and friendly person. At that time of day, to have that kind of energy and that kind of smile, I'm putty in your hand, Maya. And she and I have a history.
Do you?
Well, she probably doesn't know that. But
okay, I was just going to ask that.
If I have somebody that is a regular at a place that I go, I like to imprint on them sometimes.
Yes,
so this morning, I'm going through, and she hands me my Grande Black Cold Brew, and she says, "This one's on the house."
Oh, what? That's nice.
Yes, 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 it is nice. And I left with a song in my heart.
Okay, yeah.
And a thought in my head.
Okay.
Does Maya like me?
Are you sure they didn't just have an extra cold brew?
No, I watched her make it.
When you say, does she like you?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of like do you mean?
I mean like.
Like.
Romantic like. No doubt, nothing less than head over heels in love with me.
Okay. How could you describe her for us? Like age?
Absolutely. Age, probably mid-20s.
Okay, so no.
Hey!
Okay, sorry.
Upper that's or mean. Lower?
I said mid. I don't know.
Oh, right.
She's tall.
Okay.
I mean, she's beautiful, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, I'm just trying to get a gauge.
Sometimes
for, like...
she wears glasses. Sometimes she doesn't. She's got fun tattoos.
Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know what you do for a living?
Oh, good question.
I mean, that pokes pretty big hole in your story then. But I do have another point here. While I don't believe any of this is true.
What?
That Maya's got that mid-20s tall Maya has the hots for you.
Why not?
First of all, she's only ever seen you sitting in a car.
Nope, not true. I've seen her on my days off.
Oh.
She knows I have legs.
Okay. The mid-20s thing is really sticking with me.
That's mean.
Well, but isn't it?
That's mean.
I think the thing that's...
Do I have gray in my beard? Sure. But I am youthful and charming.
Right. Yes, Gavin.
Thank you, Kevin.
I think the thing that's really upsetting about all of this is anytime I say, I think somebody has the hots for me,
mm-hmm.
What do you guys say? You say, you think everybody has
yeah.
that.
Well, for your instance, you do, though.
What?
Not trying to pick sides, but there has been several times. What was that one guy at Disneyland, Mr. Scrubbing Bubbles or whatever?
Mr. Scrubbing Bubbles.
What's his
name? His name is Eric Dane.
Yes.
He's a very famous celebrity.
Mr.
McSteamy. In Grey's Anatomy, yeah. And he was making eyes at me.
Oh, yeah.
And no one can tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't make eyes at me?
Hold on a second.
Right.
So, famous actor Eric Dane can be hitting on you.
He didn't hit on me.
Not hit on you, but with his eyes.
He dragged me in with his eyes.
Dragged you in with his eyes while waiting for Space Mountain with his kids.
That's right.
But a 25-year-old hottie at Starbucks can't find this guy attractive?
Right. Well, you know what the difference is? You and me.
Wow, she's a bitch.
Wow.
But the problem is, okay, fine. Oh, my arm's going off. It's Eric Dane. Okay, you want to take Eric Dane off the table? Fine.
Great.
Okay, but you said this to me about just regular Joe Schmoes.
Who?
Oh. Okay, there's a newish guy that works in this building. Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, I think he is the hot rate. And you couldn't believe that?
There's no way he does.
No, literally,
no. There's no way he does.
Unfortunately not.
If you think that too many people think they have the hots for you.
I don't think it's too many. I think it's just the right amount.
Period.
Then I usually, Kevin as judge on this, probably don't recognize it enough. For me to come to this point where I got a free coffee from a beautiful barista at Starbucks that knows, like, we have conversations every morning. You don't think that I'm kind of like, at some point, at least treading in some sort of fact.
Okay. He's making a good point.
No, but let me ask you this. Okay. Did you think this prior to the free coffee?
No, I just thought she was being nice to me.
Okay, so we're hinging a lot on this free coffee.
It does feel like a significant step in our relationship.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, Kevin found out some very interesting information about people who are lactose intolerant. Not like Khalees. And what did you find out, Kevin?
That most adults are lactose intolerant. And if you aren't lactose intolerant, it is because you have a DNA mutation, bitch.
Okay.
Say that again?
You're DNA mutated because you can drink milk.
Now, okay. It sounds like you're lashing out.
I'm not lashing out.
Because you are absolutely lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
We can count down the seconds between you consuming cheese or milk or ice cream. Oh, ice cream. Sends him. Yes. Sends him. And we can count down the seconds before you sprint to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like he does the whole thing where he has to stand up and goes, ah.
Okay.
And then he gets so mad if other people are in the bathroom.
Because you know why.
Just like
because you're a shy pooper.
Yes.
Feels like okay, knives.
Gavin,
feels like knives.
We get it. But you know, it's normal. I'm supposed to feel that way.
What is the percentage again? Of people who are lactose intolerant?
75%.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's 3/4.
I know. What's the science behind it?
The science is that people who drink milk as adults have a DNA mutation. In fact, being able to drink milk as an adult is referred to a condition called lactase persistence.
Oh, we're persistent.
Yeah, we are.
I like that.
Now, I will say, it is true, humans were never designed to drink the milk of animals.
Right.
That's true.
In the same way that, like, animals can't just drink the milk of any other animal.
That's true.
So he's probably right.
Okay, but why is that a bad thing? If anything, it makes them, those people, because Katie and I are not lactose intolerant.
No, yeah. I used to be, but it was cured by pregnancy. Look it up. Believe it or not, it's a thing.
Yeah.
So I just need to get pregnant.
And good luck with that one. And I've never really been lactose intolerant. I thought I was, but I'm not. I mean, I drink milk constantly, almost every day. I love milk. And cheese, get away from me with cheese. I'll eat your whole wheel. Okay, but it feels like we have just evolved and the other 75% haven't, and you're pissed off about and you're lashing out.
No, I wouldn't say involved, but you know, mislabeled.
Because
you guys want to be like, oh, we're different. We're DNA mutated. So you guys spun it on us, lactose people who are normal.
Let me tell you why you are in a hate group.
What?
Yeah, okay. First of all, we are a protected class.
Mm-hmm.
I have already, you know, I'm sensitive about genetic mutations.
Right.
Because I'm a
redhead, yes.
Okay.
So
I've already got enough
blood
going for me.
Well, you have more.
Finally, let my genetic mutation benefit me in some way because my number one genetic mutation has me. I have a lack of melanin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was bullied as a child.
Oh, I'm bullied right now.
You're not. You're trying to bully us.
You think I have IBS.
We don't think it. We know.
We don't think you have IBS.
And you
have lactose intolerance, which means, good news, it is something that you could, like, fix.
I don't know.
No, you can't fix it.
No, you fix it by not eating dairy.
I can't. They make dairy so good.
Yeah, right, they do.
Ice cream, cheese.
He's never going to be able to walk away from ice cream.
No. Rocky Road?
And listen, just because you say that humans were never meant to consume milk this long in their lives doesn't mean, like, there's lots of things humans were never meant to do.
Fly?
Well, technically, we still can't. I mean, we now sit most of the day. Human beings weren't meant to do that.
Oh, they do say that's pretty bad for
you.
Okay, easy.
Okay.
All right, I'm building something
here.
Go for it. Read. What? That's not in our biology. We had to teach ourselves how to do that.
You got to teach yourself kind of to do anything, right?
Not necessarily. We know how to breathe. We know how to use the bathroom.
Right.
You throw most of us in water. We know how to swim. You know, there's just certain biological things, like not being able to process dairy beyond a certain age, that we just have learned to do and you guys haven't. You know, you guys are just lower on the evolutionary scale.
Ew. Gavin, don't say you guys.
Right. Why? Now you're categorized.
Because now he's in a protected group.
Uh-huh. We're protected now, and we're going against you.
No, we are the minority.
No, you're the mutants.
No, we're the majority.
Mutants.
We're like X-Men, okay? Okay.
Yeah, where's your Professor Xavier?
Okay, and our Professor Xavier is the Dairy Association of America.
Yeah, and he's running it all.
Okay, that's fine.
Guys, dairy's tearing us apart.
Is it? It's tearing my stomach.
I know. Okay? Let's all come together and walk Kevin to the bathroom.
No, let's share an ice cream sundae.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.